Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 157. Is that what I just said?
Mm-hmm.
157 of the Ridge Hunter Outdoors podcast. We're coming to you almost live from the Illinois Deer Classic because this will come out tomorrow. And as you can see, we're recording from the Deer Classic here in Illinois. It's been a pretty good weekend. I got some cops bearing down on us right now.
We started that at a terrible time.
I know. We almost should have him jump on here, I feel like.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
He's feeling it.
You should jump in here? Don't you think you should jump in here?
I can't hear you.
Don't you think you should jump in here?
The podcast?
Yeah. Come on. We'll get your wife spending money over there. So we're right across from the Freckled Fawn, so we've been talking to all the husbands and the wives that have been shopping over there this weekend. But we got Nate from the Thin Blue Lines. This is a double Nate podcast at the moment.
This has never happened in the history of podcasts.
We might break the space-time continuum or something. It's like crossing the streams in Ghostbusters. We have two Nates.
You guys got the best Nate now.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm not going to argue anything. So.
I don't know how I feel about Blake with my kid right now.
I wouldn't trust him.
No.
I'd trust him more with your kid than your wife.
No, I'm not worried about that one either. The only good thing is your dad's over there, so that helps me out.
Right. She should have got some new toys today.
She's got plenty of toys already.
Did she?
I don't need bad influences here. Oh. We have plenty of toys at home.
I didn't know. There was like, I saw on your guys' Instagram story that there was some toys in your guys' booth.
I actually got a new grunt call.
That would be great for me.
That's what I have. So I am now going to use that as a grunt call. Thank you for that. I don't have to buy a new one now.
Absolutely. I can't believe you guys just assumed it was us.
All I know is in the Bloomington show, there is already a plan in motion for Payback.
I figured there was. I told them we'd have to be ready for that, but that's
okay.
Yeah,
I don't think you guys are truly ready for what might happen. Cody is on the fence of letting it happen. Of course, I'm the great influence and says
course.
We need to do this. So I'm very excited for Bloomington show now. You guys will be equally as excited, I'm sure.
I am. Yeah, we'll see.
I have a slight fear that there could be a taser involved somewhere, like under our chair or something.
No, there will be no physical harm.
Well, can you really promise that?
It's going to be more psychological.
Oh, we're screwed up anyway.
How do you feel about little people?
No comment.
I'm mainly in doing this solely for Blake.
Oh, I know where this is going. I hope I know what you're going to do. And I want you to do it.
So let's just say there's some shortcakes involved.
I hope I know what you're going to do.
I think we're on the same page here.
I think
here.
So. I Nate is completely lost. Are you lost on this?
I think so.
Okay, that's all right.
See, that's why he's
we'll
the good-looking Nate. I'm the smart Nate.
That's right.
I'll just
combined, you guys are unstoppable,
September.
Though.
Combined, we are. We would be deadly in a bar.
That's for sure.
Ultimate wingman.
Yeah.
I got you, buddy.
I'm sure his wife would appreciate that. Oh, shoot. So you're walking around with the old lady now.
I am. She came to the show. We got the kid here walking around. It's her first show. So
very nice.
She's having a blast. She puts everything in her mouth, including the cat.
Uh-huh.
She tried to bite the cat earlier today.
At least she's not allergic then, right?
Yeah, not allergic. She found out why not to do that to the cat. So we got some battle wounds here.
Some lessons
okay.
in life are harder than others.
Yeah, yeah. She learned very good not to put the cat in her mouth.
That's awesome. You guys have had a pretty good show, I guess.
Yeah. Been slower than last year.
Yeah.
Which we talked to Iowa. Same thing with Iowa. We didn't really have that rush that Iowa had last year. And then this year, Iowa didn't have that peak rush. Same thing here. But it's always good to be out here, see all the vendors, talk to people. Still not used to people saying, hey, we've seen you on YouTube. Kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah. Every time we get one of those, hey, I listen to your guys' podcast, I'm like, oh, cool.
Oh, I didn't know people actually do that.
Right. Well, you see the numbers and stuff, but it's just like it's just a number.
Mm-hmm.
And then you it's like, oh, they're actually people.
Yeah. They're not just bots or they're not just me and Cody watching to drive those numbers up.
Yeah. No, that's always fun. That's probably my favorite part of these shows is just getting to meet the people.
Yeah, or the people that, like, saw you the year before and they come back. And
exactly.
Like, hey, and then you're like, oh, I did talk to you last year. So
yeah, like, I knew you looked familiar.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's funny, too, because Cody will be like, hey, didn't we talk to you last year? And they're like, this is my first time ever here.
I'm like, well, of course Cody would do that.
Exactly. I'm like, that's a swing and a miss. I'm like, oh, my goodness, Cody, you're embarrassing us.
Well, at least he's got you to sell stuff for him.
Hey, yeah, that's... those white hats we sold out of those.
Did you?
So another great idea by me.
I figured that was your idea.
I told them white hats would sell, and lo and behold, they sold.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're 2 for 2 on hats.
White. I am 2 for 2 on hats.
White and blue both sell.
And then we had a new orange camo one. We both didn't know how we felt about it. I was like, you might as well get it. And those sold out too. So
is that the one he bought? Which one did he buy? I forget where
Blake?
It's even at. Yeah.
Blake, which hat did you buy? Which hat did you buy?
The orange. There you go.
The orange camo.
Okay. That's what I thought.
So,
it was a good looking hat.
Yeah, it was new. We just wanted to try it and sold out of those. So, I mean, can't argue with success.
You guys wrapped up till the deer and beer after this one?
Yeah. Well, we might do another show. We got offered. It's at the end of May. It's for the Illinois State Trap Shoot Contest for high school.
Oh, okay.
So it's a trap shooting contest out there. We haven't decided whether we want to do it or not. Very grateful for them to invite us. So we have to weigh our options, see if we have enough manpower to do it or not. And
right.
If we do, we'll probably do it. If not, then, hey, we appreciate the offer.
Right. And then the next one would be the deer and beer after that, if you guys don't do that one.
Yep. Yeah. The next one
Which is always a good time.
Yeah, always a great time. Get some Tobin's Pizza. Shout out Tobin's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Great pizza if you're ever in the Bloomington area.
We had good barbecue without you last night, by the way.
I heard Mission was good. Cody
really
said there
good.
Was a story, though, from Mission, and I didn't get to hear the story. Something happened at Mission.
I don't know which one he's talking about.
I don't know. He just said, hey, I got to tell you a story about Mission, and then classic Cody just didn't tell me.
Oh, I got a good one for it. Well, I better not tell that one on the podcast. I'll tell you later. Yeah, we'll talk about that one later.
That's fair. That's
but
fair.
Anyway, if you didn't take off with your old lady, you can.
Yeah. I'm going to take off with her because she's getting antsy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it to the less
Keep
attractive,
the kid happy.
Less smart Blake.
Again, no arguments from me.
Hey, you know, we're the brains behind the operation. And unfortunately, you got the dumber one. But, hey, it's fine. All right, great being here, guys. I appreciate you.
That was perfect timing,
we'll
man.
See you guys later.
Absolutely.
Blake,
have fun.
Okay.
Blake, you're back up. That was Nate from the Thin Blue Line. We have a lot of fun with those guys every year at these shows and throughout the year going back and forth. And there's Rodney from the MFL going by making faces.
What?
Carrying stuff out early. I see you.
Unnecessary stuff.
Anyway, Blake's back.
I'm back.
So, I don't even know where we got to. We're at the Illinois Deer Classic. We mentioned that. This has been, Nate mentioned that he didn't feel like there was as much of a rush as there was last year, but I think yesterday was busier than Saturday last year, at least for us, but also.
They are in a much different part of the building, so it.
They're also, I think, probably basing it as much on sales, too, because. And it may be that maybe there were less people. We just had more conversations this year, so that could make it feel like there were more. But, yeah, we've got to talk to a lot of different people, some of them longer than others, but also great conversations. So, and maybe the most impressive thing here was the four corn sheds that are over there.
Yes. I would gladly shoot that four corn.
Absolutely. I don't know. What do you think the bases are on that? 9? Like legitimately probably 9 inches.
They probably got
around
be.
At the base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 127 and some change.
As a four corn.
As a four corn with some junk. Pretty impressive. The antlers, obviously the mounts and all that, pretty cool part of the show, as always. John does a good job with this show just like he does Iowa. I think it was better than last year, so I hope it keeps getting better. And we'll keep coming back as long as they'll have us out here, especially they cut us a pretty good deal on these two booths, so we have room to spread out and actually talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been good so far. I don't know. Blake's made, well, you bought a hat. You bought some Zins. Cheap Zins.
Happy.
For old Blake, so that made him happy. I still got to try that gum.
You can have the gum. That gum was terrible.
Okay, well, let the people know what kind of gum it was.
I don't know. I can't remember. What was it?
Some kind of some kind of
Neurobrain or
neuro
something.
Neurogum.
Neurogum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nate said it tasted a lot like Robitussin.
Intense Robitussin flavor.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah. So, favorite part of the show so far? Anybody?
Nate.
Least favorite part of the show so far? Somewhere in the middle part of the show so far.
I'm going to say least favorite part, the duck calls over there.
Every time. That's a pretty safe bet, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they have not been bad at all. They've really not.
No, it hasn't been bad.
Favorite part is got to be messing with their booth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you guys didn't know.
Which we're not taking credit for.
No, the Thin Blue Line blamed
us.
Oh,
we wasn't.
They blamed us for messing with their booth. Nate just assumed it was us. We told him that there was some stuff over there for his daughter, toys. We thought it was a nice gesture, whoever did that.
Yep.
But they put on their Instagram story that we were messing with them. There was like some rubber pigs and some cops and some fire toys over there, so I don't know.
I don't know who would do that.
No, I don't either. That assuredly not us. But you guys follow them on Instagram, and you can see all that stuff, the Thin Blue Line Outdoors. And then I think that's, that's one of the better part of the shows that we do with them is getting to mess with those guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to see what they got for us at Bloomington.
I'm not.
From the sound of it, you probably shouldn't be.
Oh, I'm getting naturally, like, picked out?
No, he said there would be no physical harm. He just said they had something special for you. You still got something for Nate, right?
Yeah. I'm waiting a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. So, it's been good, though. Lots of great conversation. We get to see some people at this show that we don't really get to see anywhere except maybe the Bloomington show. We get to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's always good. Some people we see, like, basically once a year or maybe twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's nice to catch up, talk about how the seasons went and everything. We've made some friends from South Africa.
They are cool.
Very entertaining.
Yeah.
That's been Nate's favorite part of the show. I know it.
You know, honestly, listening to him talk, they're pretty cool.
Yeah. They've got some interesting stories for sure. An interesting perspective on some things.
Yep.
They loved Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yep. He says there's apparently nothing like that in South Africa.
I can only imagine.
Probably all of Africa.
Probably doesn't have that many TVs anywhere.
In Africa combined.
Well... they are, Addo? Did he ever pronounce it? ADDO.
I just assumed Addo.
Yeah. They've got tens of thousands of acres of a ranch over there that we've been learning about and the kind of hunting that they do and stuff. So that's been fun.
Learning about the different species that they got was pretty cool.
Yeah, that one hybrid was very cool.
Yeah, they got four different wildebeests that they got that they breed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have two different impalas. They got a black impala, then a normal impala. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I'd say you could do all kinds of stuff with those, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, pretty interesting. They've been rolling some video. We've been having fun with that. We've checked out some other videos from some people here that have been incredibly entertaining, so that's always good. It's nice to see some new people making videos that are entertaining and fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Then we had some entertainment last night.
We did for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then we bailed
out
here.
Shout out to you guys if you're awake yet today.
How are you feeling right now?
Not great, I can promise you that. Because it's only like 1:30. They may not be awake yet, Nate. No, that was fun. They had the rodeo next door last night. We didn't go to that. We bailed out and went to Mission Barbecue, which was good.
We should have stayed.
We kind of went through the middle of the rodeo when we left.
A little bit.
We had to fight through horse trailers.
All I'm
going to
say is barrel racer land.
Yeah.
And that's when we realized we should have stayed.
Speak for yourself.
I should have stayed.
It was a golden opportunity. Blake has not had an opportunity like that for who knows how long.
The amount of, if nothing else, the amount of money in that parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
All those trailers and dualies and horses and sequins.
Yeah.
Can't keep up with that.
I guess not. Didn't even want to.
Because I know.
No, but last year we went to the Riverman game because they were over there. They weren't there this year. So we went and ate with Thin Blue Line guys. The first night we had some really good steak at Alexander's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really good. So if you're ever in Peoria and you're looking for a good steak, I would highly recommend that place. That's always something I look forward to on these shows, too, is where we're going to get the good food. Nate is usually on top of that. So, like, as soon as we roll up and get set up, he's scrolling looking for places to eat dinner that night.
And he was asking everybody for, like, 3 hours yesterday or
so
Friday.
So, I have I got a system.
A system.
So, like, I type in best steak in Peoria or best pizza in Peoria, whatever we're going to eat, you know, in whatever town we're in. You see what pops up. You check the reviews, you know, you try to gather your information, already have a decent plan formed. Then you start asking people and try to find somebody local, and then they're going to be like, oh, yeah, this place is good, this place is good. So, like, I'm making sure that they're backing up what the internet was saying.
Trust but verify.
And anyway, this guy, he looked very reputable standing here in front of us. He vouched for Alexander's. Turns out he was a good guy.
Mm-hmm. He knew what he was talking about.
Solid pick.
Yep.
He also said Thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, was good, too. We didn't get to try that. But I'm going to say he's probably right.
Yep.
He knows what he's talking about. So that's always good.
The I would be up for going back to Alexander's next year.
Yeah. That's on the rotation for sure. Pretty good everything at that place.
Even the salad bar was good.
And we got right in,
yes.
Which is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going at prime time, you know.
On a Friday night.
Yep, we didn't have to wait.
Or Saturday night, for that matter. And we just got right in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a plus. Food's always a big one for us on these trips, I feel like. I like to eat good. If you couldn't tell, these guys like to eat good, too.
That's right.
I even complimented a salad, so that's a miracle.
That's saying something. They did have what looked like an extensive salad bar. We've got also here, I don't know, you got to meet Barry Wenzel?
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yep, Barry Wenzel.
Yeah.
That
pretty
was
cool guy.
Awesome. The old-timers will definitely know who he is, the Wenzel brothers.
And then some other guy that was younger than him but older than us that you met.
Yeah, Kyle.
Kyle.
Adrenaline Outdoors.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. He was pretty cool. Seemed pretty cool, too. So we got to talk to him
The
for
Wenzel
a bit.
Brother was awesome.
Yeah. Bought a couple DVDs.
Yeah.
I was asking if we're going to do that for one of our watching videos. We should watch that. We could probably learn some stuff.
Oh, we will definitely learn
and
some
show
stuff.
Everybody the same. They I hope you'd appreciate that.
They were been doing that since the 80s, so
long time.
Yes,
long time. But you guys got anything else you want to hit on this one?
I think we're getting ready to get busy because you guys have the Duke game playing on the TV, and I believe we're going to get some basketball people over here. Right after
they've got
the
it
show.
Playing over. They've had basketball games playing down there too. But
oh, have they?
Yeah, I haven't seen a ton of people stopping and watching. If it was the Illinois game, for sure. But they don't play till like 4 or something. So
yeah,
we're gonna be on.
You're
the
gonna
road.
Get Duke haters or Duke lovers?
It's fine with me. I hope they win. if you guys are just tuning in for the first time, if we met you at the show or you saw us here or whatever, and this is your first time tuning in, this is not the normal format. Obviously, we usually do on Mondays like 45 minutes to an hour show with a guest. I didn't get one out last week. We've had everything kind of broke down from the shows, like Iowa and Illinois, and they were 2 weeks apart this year, so it was a little longer than normal. So I didn't want to put everything back together to do a podcast, tear everything down in our videos, and then just turn around and come right back to the show and do it all again. So normally, 45 minute to an hour show on Mondays. We do like a 20-minute episode on Fridays, me and Austin do Full Draw Fridays where we do some more strategy kind of stuff. And then videos throughout the year. We didn't do the last couple weeks our gaming, watching, or trivia videos, but we're going to get back into those as soon as we can. I think we kind of got cut off last time at the Iowa show talking about it, but I think we're going to do like a season, like a 5-game season or something, and we'll figure out some point system to do like a hunting games with. So we'll do like a deer season 04 season. 5 episodes, winner gets some kind of benefit for the next, and then we'll do like dangerous hunts, and then we'll move on to a next game or something like that. But we'll start rolling those videos out again here soon, doing the Taxidermy Tuesdays. And then again, just an update, if you guys don't know, Fall Pursuit has its own channel now. So a Season 3 of Fall Pursuit will be on its own YouTube channel. I'm going to keep Season 2 on the Ridge Hunter channel for a while yet, But at some point, those videos will only be available on Fall Pursuit 2. So if you're subscribed to Ridge Hunter Outdoors because of Fall Pursuit or Spring Strutting, make sure you go subscribe to the Fall Pursuit channel, because that's where both of those shows will be. And then also Carbon TV as well. So we appreciate you guys tuning in this week. We will catch you on the next one from the three of us. Dad's over there watching the Duke game. But
he's locked in.
Thanks, and we will see you on the next one.